BBC Radio Sussex.
Make a difference.
This is a lovely one, actually, about a Lewis storyteller who has adapted the fairy tale Rapunzel to help tell the story of young children who were stuck in tower blocks during the crisis. Here's a little bit of a taster.
Not so very long ago, although it seemed like forever, a little girl lay on the living room floor drawing a picture. It was Nana's birthday next week, and the little girl was making a very special present. It was a picture of a tall tower, and sitting in the window was her favourite character, Rapunzel, combing her long hair.
John Kirk is with us now. Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you, Neil?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Tell us, where does this story come from then? Is there a bit of history to where it was written and everything?
Well, basically, I was asked to do a story for a festival up in London, and I'd previously been looking at the story of Rapunzel, and it was like a light bulb moment, to be honest, that when you think about the fairy tale of Rapunzel, a girl trapped in a tower by a wicked witch waiting for a prince to save her, it kind of fits that in our terms, you know, the tall tower, that's the tower block, the wicked witch being the lockdown or the coronavirus, if you like, and then the prince being, well, in my story, I turned the prince into the idea of hope, that the little girl is looking out the window, and like her parents, we're all looking for something at the moment. We're all waiting, seeing what will come.
The nice thing about this is it perhaps might start some conversations with young people. You know, I mean, it's interesting how their minds are processing all this, isn't it?
Well, in the week before they had the lockdown, I saw an awful lot on the news about parents who weren't looking forward to having to spend more time with their children because it was going to interfere with their work, it was going to interfere with their lives. And I just couldn't help but thinking, there must be an awful lot of kids out there who probably wouldn't relish the thought of having to spend more time with their mum and dad, actually, the other way around. And, I mean, we're very lucky in Lewis that we have lots of green fields, we have lots of access to the countryside, but there are people who've gone through this experience with very little information, and they've grinned in, they've bared it, and they've probably been living on, you know, the 5th, 6th, 7th floor of a building with very little space at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how resilient kids can be sometimes, isn't it? You know, my daughter said to me yesterday evening after we'd watched the Boris thing, she's 10, by the way. She said, look, actually, you adults, you've not had it too badly, you know, because I've been still going to work, and she said, you've been going to work, you've had your exercise, but I've had all my friends taken away from me, so I'm having it much worse than you are. And I thought about that for a moment. I thought, you're right.
No, I think there's a great truth in it. That, I mean, once you get past the obvious impact on children's educations, I mean, the rug really did get pulled from underneath a few of these kids. And I guess as artists, educators, entertainers, we're just trying to do our best to keep a little bit of normality there for them using digital technology. I mean, we're all learning as we go, but doing something like this story, every little helps.
Right. So if people want to listen to the story, can they get it online?
Well, it's going to be up online as of the 18th of May through the Southwark Words Festival. But no doubt I'm going to stick it on my own website, www.john-kirk.co.uk, very soon. And also, I think BBC Radio Kent are threatening to put it out as a book at bedtime.
Oh, what a lovely idea. Oh, we must do that as well, because you're ours.
Well,
you know,
I mean, we're wonderful.
Kent, we'll do that. We'll do it too. Thanks very much indeed, John. It's a nice idea. I love the idea of the prince being hope, rescuing Rapunzel. It was a lovely idea. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.